Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, and it's your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes, hunty, your girl queen is back in the building with another podcast episode, and I am so freaking excited, you guys. I wasn't expecting to take the break that I took, but it was very necessary, and sometimes you just have to recharge, okay? You have to recharge, and plus, I had a secret that I was holding on to, so we will get into everything. In this episode, I am like, can you guys tell? Like, I am bursting with freaking excitement. I have missed you guys so freaking much. And yeah, so let me go ahead and do this. If you are just now joining Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. We keep it real and raw over here. I'm a little bit crazy, but I love to have fun. I'm very sassy, and we love to talk about the babes behind the planner and talk about the real issues out here in the planner community. And look, I just like to keep it real overall because, look, we're all going through stuff. Everything is not picture perfect over here. So, yeah, welcome to Fancy Plans and Things Radio. I'm your host, Queen. And then, if you're oldie but a goodie, and you be up here showing up, okay, every time your girl drops a podcast episode, hey, boo, welcome back to the show. Okay, I am very excited. That intro is just all over the place, but we are going to go with it. Because I am in a really, really good mood, and I just miss you guys so much, and we have so much to freaking talk about. So let's just hop right on into it. Let's just get into it. Let's talk about it all. First of all, I miss you guys so much. It has been a crazy, 3 weeks? Okay, I was not expecting the break, but I did need to move some things around. It was very necessary in order for me to really be able to come and just openly be able to talk freely about some stuff. So that is what I'm going to do. First, Mr. Fancy had a birthday while I was gone, okay? And I really wanted to just take time. This was like a great week. I'm not sure if I'm going to go into every detail of this week because I did say that I wanted this to be like a video diary journal type of thing at some point that you guys can go along with me on my journey through my struggles, up and down through like my authenticity and just life and things like that. I really wanted to just break this podcast down and be really, really real. I know that my planner is what brings me to this community and brings me back to you guys every time. And it's kind of what our main connection is, but I really want to talk about other things. And I have really been doing that, talking about other things than just planners and stickers and all of that. And while I know that planners and stickers are very, very important to us and to this community, I also want to talk, and that's why I want to highlight more and talk about more things that are behind the planner, because though we have pretty plans, sometimes our life is literally just in shambles. We are hanging on by literally one little sticker. That one little sticker is letting us hang on by our little bit of faith of hope, okay? And it is just sometimes it is literally just a struggle to just get through the day, get through the things. And I have just had so much on my plate lately, figuring things out, figuring out still like who I am, taking this journey of authenticity and figuring out all these things and saying, okay, these are the boundaries that I'm setting. These are the things that I'm going to do. These are the people that I want in my circle. These are the things that I want to do and accomplish. And this is the timeline that I'm giving myself. And this is what I'm doing. And it is crazy. I swear in the last couple of years, I've grown so much, I've learned so much, and I've definitely learned so much about myself that it is absolutely crazy. And though I'm still on this journey of truly finding myself and figuring out the things that I love, I am truly just trying to step into my greatness. I want to be better than I was the day before. I want to be better than I was last week. I want to be better than I was 2 months ago. And so that is not an easy journey because I'm striving not to be perfect, but I'm striving to be better. I just want to be the best queen that I can be. I want to be able to give you guys the best version of myself every time I step to this mic, every time I step on camera on Instagram and do a reel, or I talk to you guys through stories. I want to give you guys the best version of me. And that best version could be that I'm having a bad day. That best version could be like, I am completely happy. That best version could be, I'm just not sure of what my direction and what my purpose is, but I am here. I am focused. I am striving to be better. I am striving to make my way and make my mark in this world and in this community, and not just in this community, because I have truly come to realize that I don't necessarily always fit into the planner community. And so as of lately, I have been slowly removing the hashtag from under my post, planner community, because I am a lot more than just my planner. I am more than just the planner community. I am a little bit of beauty. I'm a little bit of hair. I'm a little bit of fashion. I'm a little bit of the planner community. I'm a little bit of everything. And my niche isn't just to one thing. I really love to explore and try and do different things. Kind of to test, like, okay, do you like this? Kind of testing the waters. And I really feel like that is what has led me to some of the things that has been happening to me and the great things that are happening, and just kind of like me shifting my mindset and trying to be more open and be more aware. It has been a lot, and it has been really a journey, but I am so grateful for all of you babes, not only just my Patreon crew, for all of you babes who show up and listen to this podcast every week. I am absolutely grateful. And I can't even say every week right now, because it's every other week, because I'm working on a lot of projects. And like I said, I was working on things, and I was really excited for you guys to see some of the things that just come to fruition and just see what I've been working on, to see that I've been working really hard. But I am so grateful to all you babes who just stick around every week to see what I'm posting, whether it's a podcast episode or if it's just content on Instagram or maybe content on TikTok. I am really grateful for you guys. You guys have just changed my life for the better. And I'm glad that I met a lot of you babes and that we were able to connect. And that's what I was talking about, making genuine connections, because genuine connections are really, really important. Those surface level connections, they are going to come. They may last for a little while, and then they're going to go away. I am looking for genuine people to be in my corner, genuine people to support me. And this is why I talk about, be careful who's in your circle and make sure that the people that you have around you are pouring into you the way you pour into them. Oftentimes I have, again, found myself in that position of where I'm thinking that I'm friends with somebody. I'm thinking that I have this support. I'm thinking that I'm building this community, and that's not what's happening. So I have learned to set boundaries. I have learned to just say, okay, this person may not be for me, and that is completely okay. Move along, push it along, and just move to the next. But when you're doing that, take the lessons that you learn with you. And I'm starting to take the lessons that I've learned with me. One of my things for 2022, I really wanted to listen to my intuition. I really wanted to learn how to zone in and listen to those feelings and those things that, or you get a little vibe about something or someone. Listen to those things. It's true. It's there for a reason. It's your warning system. It's your, I call it the ding-a-ling bell. Like, you feel, you hear that bell going off, girl. Something is wrong, hunty. Take a step back and analyze your situation, because if you don't, you could end up in a worse situation. You could end up really, really hurt. Your feelings gonna be hurt. You're gonna be a little heartbroken. You're gonna be a little sad. But if you listen to that intuition, if you start to pay attention to the things around you, start to pay attention to the people around you, I'm telling you, that intuition is never wrong. And so I have been doing that. I have really been zoning in on that, and it has helped me a lot. It has really, truly just made me more aware and more aware of, like, my actions and, like, addressing certain things and talking to certain people and things like that. Because, you know, this community, while I absolutely love the planner community, hunty, sometimes the planner community, you just need some fresh popcorn, hunty, and a soda, because it be going down, okay? It be going down in this community. But when this community can act right and come together, it is one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen. We're all supporting each other. We're all rallying together. And I wish that we could do that more often. It's really, truly support each other, really come through and really be about babe support babes. Okay. And I really want to see more of my women of color, and especially like the Black Indigenous women. Like, I definitely want to see more of us coming together and supporting each other and bridging a gap, because we need it now more than ever. This world is so crazy. And I think that's why I'm so grateful for, like, my babes, like Ursula and Estella. Like, they are women of color, and we're always coming together, trying to support each other and kind of bridge a gap, because we need that. This world is seriously crazy. These people are just getting wickeder and wickeder and just out here just doing the crazy, okay? Doing the absolute most. But I am so grateful for all of you guys. I said all that to say, I am grateful for all of you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking this journey with me. And yeah, I am forever grateful for you guys. So yeah, like I said, so much has happened, right? So babe had a birthday. We've made a full circle now. Babe had a birthday. And you guys, so my mom bought me this microphone, and the microphone is like, it echoes. It's just like the black one that I use in my reels. If you guys ever follow me and see me with the microphone, she bought me a pink one and it has like these different features. And for every day about a week, I just told him that he was turning 40 because he turned 40. And I was singing it in the mic and I would make up like these little song pieces. Like, he's been here for 40 years. He was born in the late 1900s. He's been here for 4 decades. That's 10 years apiece. Like, I just was irritating him every day. Because I'm 36, so my running joke is that he's the oldest and he's an old man. So it's hilarious. So yeah, I sing to him pretty much every day. His favorite cake is a carrot cake, so I did make sure to get him a carrot cake for his birthday, and I cooked a really nice dinner the day before his birthday, and then I took him out to eat. We just had a great time. And so Mr. Fancy was actually off from Wednesday to Monday, and we had a great, or Wednesday to Sunday, I'm sorry, he went back to work on Monday. We had a great week. A lot of things happened we had so much fun. We just literally had a staycation. We originally wanted to just go on vacation, but we were like, you know what, we're gonna save the money and we're gonna do some other stuff later. And I was like, okay, I'm down with that. And let me just tell you, the staycation was really nice. We went out every day, we did a few things, we hung out with each other, we watched movies, we went to the movies. Like, it was so freaking good. By the way, if you have not seen Sonic 2, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Hunting Knuckles. Knuckles was everything. Hunting Knuckles was everything to me, though I wanted to knock his little butt out. Okay. But Sonic 2 was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And also Idris Elba is Knuckles. And so y'all know that man fine. Y'all know that man is honey. He is scrumptily umptious. Okay. Idris Elba is like Campbell's soup. Good. Oh, that man is fine. Okay. Anyway, see, this is why my mama be like, you be lusting. And I be getting it, mama, but these men's be fine. Okay. These men's be fine. Okay. We ain't even gonna act like. And then, okay, my girl Cass, I gotta talk about this. My girl Cass went to go see Sonic. And I had told her that I really love Sonic, but I ain't tell her why I love Sonic, because I did say Idris Elba is Knuckles, right? But I'm going to be truthful. The reason I really loved Sonic was, y'all, I have a thing for Shamar Moore, okay? I watch Criminal Minds just for Shamar Moore. I am a Shamar Moore fan. I watch SWAT. I have followed Shamar Moore. And I'm probably going to say, I probably was about 8 years old the first time I saw Shamar Moore. And I'm going to tell you where I saw him at. This is y'all going to know that I'm old, okay? Do y'all remember Young and the Restless? Victor Newman, Nicky Newman? Do you? Neil? Olivia? Yeah, Young and the Restless, honey. He was playing on Young and the Restless, and he was Neil's brother, and he was, you know, doing some things, because I know y'all, this is the daytime podcast. He was doing some things with Olivia's sister. He was out playing soccer with Olivia, Neil's wife, which is Olivia. He was playing soccer with Olivia. Okay, y'all know what soccer is. He, you know, kicking balls. Okay. So literally, I have loved this man for pretty much over 20 plus years, and I just think, oh my god, this man is his smile. I have a thing for bald men, and he is just, let me tell you, if I met Shamar Moore, I would just go on and faint. I probably would just wake up and be like, where he at? Because I would just, oh, that man is so dreamy. So yeah, he was in Tita back lusting. Okay, mama, I get it. So he was in Sonic 2, and it was so freaking good. If you have not seen Sonic 2, you definitely need to. And then y'all, if you go to the movies, make sure you stay to the end, because honey, it's a little something at the end. Woo! I am so excited. So yeah, we did see Sonic 2. Also, I watched Turning Red, you guys. And so we're just talking about movies now. So this episode is a little bit everywhere. So we watched Turning Red, and let me tell you, Turning Red, these people out here was having people think that, oh, that's such a bad movie. Oh, she's so disrespectful. She's so rude to her mama. And you know what? I was watching a TikTok, and this girl brought up a very valid point. So y'all around here talking about this little 13-year-old girl who's becoming of age, who's figuring out that she likes boys and figuring out, you know, her body and different things. And a lot of things are changing. And that is, teenage years are freaking hard, okay? And I know we be out here sassing y'all and talking smart and doing the most, okay? But that's what teenagers do, right? But these and I'm going to say it, it's mostly the white Christian, the ones that hide, that are hiding under that Christianity, that are like, oh, my child would never, and she wouldn't do this, and this is not how I raised her, and there's no thing, have a disrespectful mouth, and blah, 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 blah. Look, that may be well and fine for your child, but y'all are making it such a big deal, especially when it came to like the Disney movies, because to be honest, what I got from the movie was, again, she was becoming of age. She was trying to figure herself out. She realized she started liking boys. It was a lot. Okay. But the little boy band group, I'm going to mention this because the little boy band group was so cute to me that the girls loved. They were absolutely freaking adorable. And I'm telling you, the Turning Red soundtrack is everything to me. But, you know, just talking about this girl, you know, her turning of age and all this stuff made me think about, like, y'all don't remember Ariel. Y'all don't remember that Ariel was 16, and I'm pretty sure Eric was like 21, right? Okay. 21. Y'all remember Ariel was chasing a grown man? Y'all remember Ariel was disobeying her daddy left, right, upside down, and turn around? Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that Ariel left in the middle of the night to go see the sea witch? Talk about the disrespect. Talk about the chanclava and the belt that she should have got. Okay. What are y'all doing? It is a cartoon. It is a movie. Stop taking so much serious. I get that the kids do soak in what they see and stuff like that, but like, this was true. This is what happens when you're becoming of age, and this girl's 13. You know what I mean? This is when stuff starts to happen. Your body starts developing. You start liking boys. Like, what? We all went through it, y'all. We got to stop. We have got to stop. And you got to see stuff for what it is sometimes. It's just a movie. If you don't want your kid to see it, keep it pushing. That's all I can say. You know, like, put the parental lock on. Like, it is not our job to raise your children. And I think a lot of people get that confused, because sometimes when you're online, people assume that you're supposed to be this role model for their kids. And that is not the thing. I am not your role model for your kids. You should be your role model for your kids. You should be invested in what your kids are looking at, watching, learning, talking about. That's your job as a parent. These new parents out here letting the TV and the iPads and the iPhones and all of that raise their kids. Now, ma'am, all hands on deck. Okay. All hands on deck. Okay. And I know I don't have any kids, but I'm telling you what I would do personally. It would be all hands on deck in here. It is my job to raise my kid. It is my job to see what my kid is up to, what my kid is watching, what my kid is listening to. It is my job. And at some point, parents are going to have to say, okay, this is my job. I had them, I asked for them, I wanted them. And so now it's time for me to do my actual job when it comes to these children. And we cannot be blaming Disney. I mean, Disney does, they got some issues. I mean, I love them, then they got some problems. But, you know, we have to do better. And we have to start putting some of the responsibility on us as the adults, on us as the parents, stuff like that. And I know I don't have any kids, but that's just kind of my two cents and my thoughts. Okay, I would love to open up a discussion about that. But yeah, those are the movies that we saw. Literally, we just had a great week, you guys. And I just really wanted to talk about the movies because I really enjoyed both of them. They were so good. And I just love that my hubs is like so down to watch movies like that with me. And we just had a really, really good time. But honestly, I knew he wanted to see Sonic too, because he was also a Sonic fan, like I am. And so, yeah, I was here for it. If you haven't seen Sonic 2 yet, girl, go see it. I also recently saw Uncharted. And if you are a gamer or a gamer girl, then you know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about Uncharted. I do feel like the movie was pretty good. I feel like it could have been a little bit better, but I'm going to just love it anyway. And I think I'm going to love it more because I've played all the Uncharted games. So I think that's why I'm really, you know, like more into it, but you know, whatever. It was really, really good. So yeah, I've seen those movies. They were absolutely amazing. And yeah, so yeah, so much has happened this like past couple weeks. It is so freaking crazy. I just can't, like I said, this episode's like up and down all over the place. The other thing I really wanted to talk to you guys about, with so much has happened this week, and I think I'm going to go ahead and mention it. I'm really like freaking out, and I think that's why I'm rambling and talking, because I'm freaking out in my mind. So as you guys know, I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. It is something that is very near and dear to my heart. It is something that has really just kind of shaped and molded me into the person that I am, and the struggles and battles that I have It used to be 1 in 10 women have it, and now I think it's like 1 in 14. The numbers have changed and grown so much over the years, and I was diagnosed when I was like about 21. And while I do have a lot of issues and side effects with PCOS, I'm really grateful that some of the symptoms and issues that I do have are super mild, because I know that there are other women who are struggling and their situation is a lot worse. But one of the things that I see that is very, very common with all of us is the infertility. It is something that has been such a struggle for me. It has been so heartbreaking because you know, when you set out in life and you think, okay, this is what I want for life. I knew I was going to have my first child by the time I was 24, and that didn't happen. And I thought, well, okay, well, I still got a couple more years. And I couldn't really find a lot of doctors who helped me, because this issue is literally swept under the rug. It is really dismissed. People will tell you that things are normal, all of these different things. And you know your body, you know these things aren't normal, you know you shouldn't be feeling this way, but it just seems like no one cares. Honestly, I had a thyroid condition that was misdiagnosed for at least 12 plus years before I actually got medication for it. So this is how frustrating and upsetting that it actually can be for a woman going through PCOS and having a thyroid condition and also dealing and suffering with infertility. And while my story is completely different and I've never really had a positive pregnancy test, which I will go into that in another episode, but there's so many women who have had that positive, and so many women who have had been told that they're pregnant and then miscarry. So those are things that are really on my mind. Also my age, I'm 36 now. So, you know, like I keep those things in the back of my mind. Like if it's going to happen, it needs to happen within a certain time frame. You know, I've already entered into geriatric pregnancy age. But one of the things that me and Hubs decided to do was that we were going to go and try again to start trying to have a baby. And while we're doing this, we're also going to be just doing it somewhat of the natural way. I've lost pretty much over 40 pounds, which, you know, COVID jump started that last year, but I've lost pretty much 40 pounds. I have kept it off. I am not perfect by any means. I still need to work on my blood sugar, but we are trying like a healthier alternative with like supplements and vitamins and tracking like, you know, my cycle and just really being on it, timing certain things and stuff like that. And so I'm really, really nervous, but I feel like, I feel like I did want to talk about it, but I didn't want to talk about it. But I also know that this is part of my life and this is part of my journey, and I don't want to just hold back any of those things that are going on with me. But yeah, we are working on that currently, and I'm excited. But you know, this is the time that I can actually be honest with you guys. So do you remember that I have talked a lot about manifesting and how talking about manifesting things and the things that I believe in, and that I have been having a lot of trouble with one thing in particular of manifesting? Well, that one thing was a baby. You know why? Because I didn't want to get my hopes up. I am so afraid to really truly have my hopes up and truly be positive about this situation for the outcome to just be no baby at the end. It is a journey and an ever like growing journey. Like I'm steady on this journey of trying to figure out my emotions and my feelings about this situation and realizing like, okay, Queen, you've made it this far. You have made it 10 plus years without a kid, because if it was up to me, I would have had a baby at 24, right? Because my mom had me at 24. So I thought, oh, I'm gonna have my first kid at 24. That's how my mind works. So, you know, for me to, you know, make it for this long and not have a kid and I've still been okay, I have to say, okay, at some point I did have a little bit of hope, but I've been okay. You've been okay. You've been who you are. You've been growing. You've been changing. You've been learning things. So even if there's no baby, you and Hubs are going to be okay. You guys are going to be okay. It may just be you, and maybe you're just meant to spoil other people's kids and love on them and show them the way and you know, just be there for someone else's child if you're not able to have your own. And I get it. I know a lot of people are like, well, you can adopt. And I get that. And adoption is an option. But I, you know, the point of being able to say, like, I'm a mom, you really want to have a child to know, like, okay, are they taking after me? Are they taking after their dad? Do they have my eyes? Do they have their dad's eyes? Like, you still want those moments. You still want to go through the whole pregnancy. You still want to go through taking bump shots and being excited about having a baby and all of those things. And I get it. You can still do a lot of those things with adoption, or even like we talked about surrogacy, but I am not down for that. And that's a whole nother can of worms. But I think it was like me trying to prep myself to be come to terms that if nothing happens, it's nothing's gonna happen. So you need to find out how to be okay with that. And that's what I was telling myself. Versus like, we're gonna have hope, we're gonna have positivity, and then if nothing happens, we're gonna deal with the aftermath of that. But you cannot start out your manifestation with negativity. You cannot start out with somebody going, oh my God, you're gonna have a baby one day, and which a lot of people do, girl, don't worry about it, you're gonna have a baby one day. And in my head, I think I heard it so much of people just kind of dismissing my thoughts and my feelings about infertility and not really understanding how many women that this affects, that I kind of just was like, yeah, whatever, I'm gonna have a baby, yeah, well, yeah, whatever. Like, I just didn't want to hear it. And that in turn turned to that I couldn't really manifest this because it was something that I didn't have faith in. I didn't believe in. And so you cannot manifest things that way. And so when I did my vision board for this year, I've never done a vision board, number one. When I did my vision board this year, I didn't really share my vision board, but on my vision board was my house, because I want a house. And on that vision board was to have a baby. I had actually forgot about my vision board because there was a few goals that I had just written down and I was just checking those off. So I kind of had forgotten about the vision board, right? Me and Hubs make this decision kind of like on a whim that we were actually going to give it our all for trying for a baby. And we went to the store, got the stuff that we needed. And it was literally just random. I really want to say it was like the night before his birthday or something crazy. And we went, got the stuff, came home. 2 days later, I was in the shower randomly. You know, you're in the shower, you're in there for a long time, you're in there starting to think. Okay, I started thinking and I bust out laughing to myself because my vision board came to my mind. And I remember writing on that vision board, you guys, have a baby. And I just started laughing because in that moment, I realized that I was truly like manifesting my dream and like putting it into reality and actually having positive thoughts. Don't let anyone tell you that having positive thoughts cannot change your mindset. We are so surrounded by toxic positivity all the time that we can't really tell the difference between what's toxic positivity and what is actually positivity because we're surrounded by it all the time. And I have tried to break that cycle. And I have learned that if I'm going to breathe life into me, like those daily affirmations, I have to breathe life into those manifestations as well. I have to have the faith of a mustard seed. I have to say that I believe that God is going to be faithful, that God is going to give me what I ask for. But if you manifest or you go to God or you ask the universe or whatever, and you don't have the true faith or the true belief behind that, how are you going to be able to manifest that? Because you're already starting it out wrong because you don't really truly believe. And that was my problem. I didn't really truly believe. And look, I do know that I also have to be realistic with the manifestation. If the baby comes, I'm super excited and I'm positive about it. If it doesn't, I know that I will have to work through that trauma and those feelings and those emotions in a healthy way so that I can be okay and that we can be okay, me and Hubs together, to go forward with our lives. But when I tell you that I literally just laughed when I remembered, because you guys, I made my vision board. I decided to leave it a digital version that I could go back and look at, but I hadn't looked at it in like 2 months. And I honestly had forgotten that I even put that on the vision board. So when it came back to my memory, I literally laughed. I literally laughed for like 2 minutes straight. Like, oh my God, this is so crazy. I'm actually doing this. I put it on the vision board and we're actually doing this. And you guys, it has just been a crazy journey. It's only been a week of, you know, going through this, but it has definitely been a crazy journey. It has really opened my eyes. I'm really excited about it. I'm really nervous about it, but I'm also very, 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 very hopeful. I'm very mindful and I will keep all positive energy around this. And so I just wanted to share with my Royal Gang family, and I kind of wanted to share the journey. And like I told you guys, I wanted to be real raw and honest and open with the things that I'm going through. And this is really what it was. I was really negative about this situation because I really didn't. I have been told that I was selfish. I have been told that, you know, that because I'm overweight, I wouldn't have a baby, and all of these different things, you guys. It has really just been a struggle with people just saying really mean things to me. And, you know, I've also been told by a person who I thought was a friend at one point that, you know, I was less than a woman because I couldn't have a baby. And, you know, so, you know, those are a lot of things that I've been really, really hurt. And I think I just guard myself when it comes to infertility. And I'm so just like, I have to build this wall around me, but I want to be more open and honest. I know that my story and that my journey can help someone. And I want to remind people that you are not alone. And I want to shout out EJ Joyful Plans. She recently announced that she was pregnant. I reached out to her, just, you know, just congratulations or whatever. And she kind of, you know, told me a little bit of her journey and story, and she didn't have to. And I'm just really, really grateful for that, for her sharing her story with me. It gave me a little bit more hope. It made me also remember that I'm not alone, and that I'm not the only one struggling with this, and that I have to keep a really, really positive mindset when it surrounds this. And also, just Shan Plan, I think that's her Instagram, but Shan even like shared a little bit of her story with me. And I asked Shan, would she pray for me? And she said she would. And she's checked in on me. And so I have just really been blessed with these women in this community. And that's what I said. You know, I talk about, like, though this community can be just, sometimes it can be complete trash, these are the moments that just keep bringing me back to this community and saying, like, look at these amazing women who are able to share their stories and open up and be so brave and know that their stories and their journeys is touching someone. And so that's really what I wanted to do. And though I'm afraid and I'm really scared to talk about it, I want to be really, really open and raw and honest with you guys. And so we can start conversations and just kind of remind people, you are not alone. You are not by yourself. There's somebody here going through this road and this rough patch with you. And all you got to do is just keep the faith, stay strong, and realize that even though that it may not happen, that it doesn't mean that you are a failure as a person. It does not mean that you are a failure as a woman. I think sometimes for me, I wanted to necessarily like fit in. I wanted mom friends, and I wanted to be able to fit into this certain mold if I had kids. And then I had to realize, like, I don't fit in. I'm different. And I've talked about this, that being different is not a bad thing. And I had to come to terms with that. And the more that I embrace that, me being different, and the more that I embrace this journey of being authentic, and the more that I embrace like who I'm becoming, and opening up my mind to new opportunities and new challenges and journeys and all these different things. And I'm seeing so many more things come to fruition, and it just blows my mind, you guys. So like I said, I wanted to really share this journey with you guys. And I have really been just kind of hunkering down in my planners, and like my wellness planner has become my friend. And I've really been writing down things and just trying to take care of my overall health and my mental health, because, you know, with the PCOS and having a thyroid condition, these illnesses are not seen. They're invisible illnesses. And a lot of people feel like, oh, you look fine, but there are days that I am just completely sick. There are days that I just feel like I can't do anything, and I just feel like I have to do the spoonie method. And, you know, my one spoon today was I answered emails, and that's it, and that's all that I can do, and that's all that my mind can handle. But I have really been trying to focus on my health. Like I said, I started back journaling, and sometimes, you know, I was really getting bored or getting upset with myself about journaling because I was trying to over decorate my journal. And sometimes it is just good to put the pen to the paper and write things out, write out your feelings, write out your thoughts, and just journal. And just like I'm taking an authentic journey, I'm journaling authentically as well, and writing out my true thoughts and just kind of bearing my soul to my journal. And trying to take care of my mental health. And I think that is why I've been just saying to myself that it is okay to take a break. It's okay to just recharge, because if I don't recharge, I can't pour into you guys. And I don't want to come here and, you know, fake the funk and feel like, oh, I'm so happy when I'm not feeling that way. I'd rather take a step back. I'd rather recharge and then come to you guys and then talk about my journey, talk about how I'm moving forward, and talk about how I'm getting through the day. And so, yeah, my planners have just absolutely been my thing. And as we talk about planners, honey, let's get into it, honey. Have y'all survived the planner season? Okay, have y'all survived the planner season? Like, because everybody was trying to get new planners, everybody was switching things out, and it is even crazy that it is April. What the heck? It was just January. I swear these months are just flying by like crazy. Okay, so much stuff has just continued to happen. month after month after month, but at the same time, the month is flying by and you're like, what the heck? It's already April. I cannot believe that this Sunday will be Easter Sunday. What in the world? So yeah, me personally, I did survive the planner season somewhat. Okay. So I want to talk about planner peace real quick, because y'all remember I talked about like finding planner peace, and that planner peace doesn't really exist. Well, it doesn't, because I decided this year that I was going to kind of create some of my planners. I have four planners that I use on pretty much a regular basis. One is a pocket, which I mostly just write grocery lists, notes, and a few like main things that I need to remember for the week. If I'm out, I can just look in my planner. And it's like a wallet, and I just keep it right in my purse. I absolutely love my Pocket Moterm. It is one of my favorite planners. It is so cute and so adorable, and I just love setting it up. And I use Simply Create Doodles for a lot of like the inserts and different things that I put into my planner. I love her shop, and I do have a code, which is Queen10. You guys can go and shop over there. Make sure you follow her, and I'll make sure I'll link it down below, because it is one of my favorite shops. And then I have two Aura Style A5 wides that I use my LPA inserts. Again, that code for LPA is Queen10. You guys can use that, and I'll link it down below. But yeah. The shops that I have been using just have been really amazing, and I just really loved like setting up my A5 wide with using the LPA inserts and just kind of setting my planner up the way that it will work for me. I found a layout that is very like comparable to the Passion Planner layout, that kind of how I write things out. So it worked really, really well for me in my wellness planner that is also, like I said, is a RSL A5Y. And so I was just able to set up my planners to like really fit my needs. And I think that this is the first time that I have taken the time out to not really buy a store-bought planner, and I've just actually set up a planner for myself to work for my needs. So that planner was really, really working, but my social media planner is in regular A5, and honey, that thing was giving me a time. So I started out with, I don't care for daily planning because I start to get stressed out and I feel like I can't just put pen to paper. I really need like decoration. And so I would get stressed out with having to decorate. And then sometimes I would try to decorate 2 to 3, you know, days together, but it still would just get too overwhelming for me, because that's what brings me back to my planner, if I'm honest, like the cute spreads and all of that stuff. That's what makes me want to write in it and see the pens and all that stuff. So I started a daily, and then I left the daily, and I said, well, I'll buy some weekly inserts. And I went to, which I already had in my stash. So I went in my stash, I got the weekly inserts out, and I started weekly planning. And it still wasn't just necessarily fitting my needs. And so then Savannah Paper Co., Ray of Savannah Paper Co., came to me, and we had a little bit of chat about planners. And he offered me this A5 wide spiral and a prototype. And you guys have seen it. If you have not checked it out, please go check out my lives over on my Instagram page. But this A5Y planner just kind of changed my game thought. So first of all, y'all know this planner is coiled, and I don't like coils. I do not like coil planners. I've tried coil planners. I have a few of the Recollection coil planners. I just don't get down with them, right? I don't like twin loop planners, none of that. This A5Y coil planner has just changed the game for me. I don't know what happened. The paper is 177 or 176 GSM. It is such good quality. I mean, you can peel your stickers up over and over and over and over again. The stickers don't lose stickiness. The paper doesn't rip. I absolutely love this planner. I have enjoyed every moment of planning in this planner. Also, they have a few of the planners left, the A5 wides, and they also have a B6. All the planners are spirals. You can change up your cover. You can get custom covers, all of that stuff. Well, actually, I don't think they're offering the custom cover option just yet, but it will be coming very soon. But they only have a handful of the planners left, and you can use the code QUEEN15 to get 15% off your order on the planners. And you guys, this planner just really has changed the game for me. And then I started to freak out about having planner peace, and why wasn't I using my regular A5? Because I did change my A5 back to a daily if needed. I do still use my A5 ring bound planner as a monthly check-in to just kind of write all the monthly stuff down that I need to, and then transfer it over into the other planner. Like, okay, these are really important dates that I definitely need to remember. It helps to kind of pre-plan the month for certain content and stuff like that. So I do still use it because it is my social media planner, and it's kind of like my business planner. But I will tell you that this spiral planner, I just kind of went back and forth. Like, should I use it? Why am I using this? Like, I should have just been staying in my ring bound. And that is the thing. Like, only us can hold ourselves back from our planners. And planner peace doesn't really exist because we are forever changing. We're forever growing. Our needs change. Things in our lives change. And so you can't really just say, oh, I have planner peace, because planner peace does not really exist. As we grow and as we change, so will our planners. And for a girl who said she didn't like coils and ended up loving a coil planner, I enjoy opening this planner every week. I am enjoying sitting down to plan out my weeks. And another thing that I have even incorporated into planning is I love to pre-plan. Pre-planning my week has helped me so much to figure out what needs to go in what planner, what needs to go where. And because the only planner that I've ever really been sure about is my wellness planner. My wellness planner doesn't really change. The only thing that changes is pretty much if I'm using white paper or black paper, because I have the same layout in white and black, right? And then just the stickers, just me decorating is what changes. But the layout pretty much stays the same every week, because I figured out that this layout in particular is the layout that works best for me. And I think that's the thing, that like, it's okay to go through different layouts and try different planners to figure out what suits you. Because honestly, you are not supposed to be out here working harder, okay? Work smarter, not harder, sis. Literally. Your planner should work for you and not the other way around. It should not be you working for the planner and you just stressing out. Your planner should be a place of peace. Your planner should bring you some kind of calmness, some kind of joy when you're planning, and help you really plan your best life. It goes all the way back to me saying, the planner don't make me, I make the planner. That's because you are in charge, okay? You are in charge. So who can tell you what is the right way to plan, what planner layout you should be using? Only you can tell you those things. And you don't have to feel bad if you want to switch your planner mid-season. You don't have to feel bad if you decide you want to put everything in one planner. If you don't want to use a planner stack, you just want to use one planner, or you want to use a notebook, or you want to use a journal, it is your prerogative, sis. Do what makes you feel good, okay? And that's what planning really is all about. It should not matter what planner we're in, what planner system we're using. It really is if this planner is helping me achieve my dreams and goals and get to where I need to be. That's really what matters. So if anybody's judging you, making you feel weird, or you're just on your case about your planner selections and your choices, remember that it all boils down to if this planner is going to help me plan my best life. So yeah, make sure you go over and check out Savannah Paper Co., you guys. I absolutely love my coil planner. I'm really loving my planner lineup right now. Like, every planner has its job. I have a catch-all, I have a wellness planner, I have my social media planner, and I have my pocket planner. And then I take every week, I sit down and I pre-plan out a few things that just help me, and I put them on the days of the week where it needs to go on my pre-plan sheet. And then I look and I can add in things, I can take away things that I don't need. And it has been so freaking helpful for me. And I have really just found joy in using my planner. And I know I've pulled back a lot on Instagram with sharing my planner and stuff like that, but it is because I am out here actually using my planner, and I'm writing things down and I'm checking them off and I'm accomplishing my goals and dreams. And so sometimes I don't want to share my planner. Sometimes I literally just want to use my planner and I want to check off my goals, check off my dreams, and be out here touching grass and living life, okay? And sometimes it's good to just take a step back and realize that, you know, in a world full of planners and a sea full of stickers, that you don't always have to show every spread. You don't owe that spread or that planner paper, notebook, or whatever you're using. You don't owe that to anyone but yourself. And as long as you are accomplishing the things that you need and your goals and dreams and all those things, that is all that truly matters. And so, yeah, I have really just enjoyed just using my planners and figuring out my, like, what is planner peace for me at the moment, okay? Because I feel like that's what planner peace really is. It is a season of time that this particular thing works for you. And in the next season and in the next time, your planner lineup could look completely different. And so, I mean, I am blown away. And I think honestly, what really set me on the coils, you guys, was that I've tried a couple coil planners, and I guess for me, like, okay, I hate that Wednesday is always going to look like trash because I'm right-handed. But this planner offers like a wide enough like side that you can really write and make your planner look really nice. And I just absolutely love the planner itself. It really suited my needs, and it made me realize that in the size that I was planning in, I was planning in an A5 for social media and it just wasn't working. This planner that I have that is coiled is actually A5 wide. And I have come to find that A5 wide, between A5 wide, B6, and pocket, those are really my favorite sizes of planners, depending on what I'm using them for. And if I'm using it for work or catch-all or for a wellness planner, I realize that A5 wide is definitely the way to go. I absolutely love A5 wide, whether it's coiled or ring. Or you can punch it and make some discs. I'll put it on disc. But like, honestly, I just feel like A5 wide is the size to go to. I can really write everything down. I can see everything that I need to do for the week and write it down. And I can look at my planner and see that I have all my plans put onto the planner, and I don't have to like grab a sticky note, or I don't have to grab something else like an extra piece of paper and write out a list of all these things. Like, I have enough room to put everything down in my planner, and I can open it up for the week and look at all the things that I need to do and accomplish for the week. And I feel really, really good about being able to check some of those things off and get them done. So yeah, I have learned that A5 wide is a size for me and that I need to keep it in rotation because it works for me. And so while A5 wide works for me, maybe B6 works for you, maybe pocket works for you, maybe personal works for you, but that is what I have found. And everybody's journey with their planner is their journey. Just like we talk about our manifestation and our walk with God and faith and all those things, those are personal journeys. And so with that, your planner is the same thing. It is a personal journey. So babes, with all that being said, let's go ahead and get into it, because I know you guys are dying for me to talk about it, and I am literally like dying to talk about it as well. We already know I am going to the SGS Planner Conference. Yes, I am so freaking excited about it. Oh my God. So it was very hard to keep the secret because I had new for a couple of weeks, and it was so hard to keep the secret. I had so many people asking me, are you going to this conference? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. And then like, I'm trying to like, are you going to be there? What are you going to do? Like, I'm literally just trying to hold on to like, no, I don't know. I might go. I'm not sure. Like, yeah, girl. Okay. Well, I'll see you there. I did get a ticket. And I'm trying to be like, keeping it hush hush, that like, I just, y'all, it was so hard to keep this secret. I think the only person that I told was Cass, because like, I was like, okay, girl, I gotta tell somebody, so let me just tell you. But it was so hard to keep a secret, but I am so happy that everybody knows now. I'm so happy that it's out in the open. And let me just say this, I've never been to a conference, let alone been on stage. So I'm so excited that I'm going to be on stage. Like, you guys, this is crazy. And you know what? If it wasn't for you babes listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, sharing, supporting, liking, and just coming together to support your girl queen, this would not be possible without you guys. So I am so grateful to you guys. But y'all, I am like so freaking out. I know it's in November, but the way these months flying by, that's like 2 months from now. So yeah, I'm really excited about being there. It's my first time going to an actual conference. I've been to planner meetups aplenty, but this is completely different than an actual planner meetup. Like, there's going to be so many people and so many things to do. And so I'm really nervous because y'all, though I am an extrovert, but I'm actually an introvert with extrovert tendencies, and I'm low-key like antisocial. Like, y'all, I'm freaking out about this, and then I'm having to be on stage. But I am so excited. I am so grateful to Sugary Gal Shop for just reaching out to me and asking me, and it has just been a dream. It has literally been a whirlwind. But I am so grateful to you guys, and like I said, it is my first conference. I'm really nervous about that, but you know, I think my excitement is like overweighing that. Like, I'm so excited. I feel so blessed and so grateful. So yeah, I'm going to take you guys along on the journey with me, prepping and processing and all the things that I'm going to be doing for the SGS Planner Conference. I'm really excited about it. Y'all, this is just freaking amazing. So yeah, I'm really excited to be sitting on a panel with a bunch of wonderful women. And also, you guys, I'm really excited about this because some of the girls that are going to the planner conference, or who are going to be like on stage and all these different things, are actually women that I know from my planner meetup, which I think is so freaking dope. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. Like, I am so excited. I can't wait to see all of you babes out there at the Sugary Gal Conference, and just like, we get to hug each other, we get to plan together, we get to show off our planners, we get to chat. it is going to be so bomb, and I'm so excited about it, and I'm just so grateful. And so, yeah, I'm going to talk about this conference probably every episode, but, you know, buckle up, buttercup, because I'm excited and I'm happy about it. And I honestly just can't believe it. And like I said, this journey with Fancy Plans and Things Radio has been definitely a roller coaster, but there are so many good things that have happened. And I am so grateful and so blessed to you guys. Just, I love you guys so much. Like, I don't even really have the words other than I love you, because it's just, the words are just like, I don't have any words. It's just when I think about you guys and I think about this podcast and I think about this journey, like, my heart is just so filled with love and joy. And I am so grateful to you, babe. So I just want to say thank you. But yeah, your girl will be sitting on stage. Yes. Ah, I'm so excited. Okay. I'm trying to calm down. I have been holding this in for so long that it just feels really good to be so excited about it. And like I said, I was up here literally just trying to hide out from my people, because people were asking me, are you going to go? Are you going to be at this? Because if you don't know, it is literally about an hour and a half away from me. So like, this is just perfect. It's in Orlando. It's near Disney. I'm so excited. So if you are going to the SGS Planner Conference in Orlando this fall, please hit your girl up over on Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Let's talk about it, because, look, I want to know, like, what are you bringing? What are your table mate gifts? What are you going to do? Let's talk about it all. Like, let's open up a discussion, because I am so freaking excited, okay? So, yeah, babes, that has been the show today. I know that I was all over the place and I talked about a lot of things, but I thank you guys for joining me whenever I drop an episode. You guys have just been absolutely amazing. Thank you for coming along with me on this amazing journey of life. And, yeah, I'm just filled with so much love, and I'm just so excited, and I'm so happy, and I'm so grateful. And, yeah, so I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. I hope you guys are having an amazing Friday, okay? And y'all know that Sunday is not only Easter Sunday, honey, because the Lord has risen, okay? We're gonna celebrate the Lord, and we're also going to have self-care Sunday. So whatever that looks like to you, whether it's drinking a glass of wine, taking a bubble bath, honey, reading a good book, journaling, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So take time to recharge yourself. Take time for you, and I will see you guys in the next episode. But until then, baby, stay fancy.